Hare Krishna, dear devotees, fortunate soul doing the Bhakti Vedanta under VIG, we are today to complete our ninth canto's last chapter, last section, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are starting our verse 58 onward. So, verse 58, Yanamaya cheshtitam punshaha stitihe utpatyaha upayayahi anugrahastam nivartihe atmalabhaya cheshyate. Yanamaya cheshtitam punsham. Yana means Yanamaya cheshtam punsha, for the person, Supreme Lord, through his material energy, sthiti, upayeti, apyayahi, create, maintain, and annihilate the universe. Why he does this? Anugrahas, because of his compassion. Tan nivarti, tan means from all this repeated birth and death. And nivarti means to free one from. Atma labhaya, then they should get the real benefit, or ultimate benefit, atma labhaya cheshyate. So this is the purpose of the creation. The creation by Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada's translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through his material energy in the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation, just to deliver the living entities by his compassion, anugraha, tannivartihi. Anugraha tannivartihi means by his compassion to deliver the living entities. And stop the living entities' birth, death and duration of materialistic life. Thus he enable living being to return home back to Godhead. There is the atmalabhaya. Atmalabhaya, thus going home back to Godhead. Ishayate, for this person the creation is there. So why Supreme Lord created this material world? That is his mercy. Now Srila Prabhupada start, purpose people do ask. Materialist men sometime ask, why God has created material world for the suffering of the living entities? The material creation is certainly meant for suffering of the conditioned souls who are part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the by Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Mama Ivancho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashishtani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati. So Prakriti Shani Karshati means struggle. Struggle means they are suffering, they are struggling. So all the living entities are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead and are as good as the Lord qualitatively, not quantitatively, but quantitatively. There is a great difference between them. For the Lord is unlimited, whereas the living entity is limited. Anu and Vibhu. Thus the Lord possesses unlimited potency, is omnipotent. For the player and the living entities are limited player potency. Anandmayo Abhyasat Vedanta Sutra. Both the Lord and living entities, being qualitatively spirit soul, have the tendency for peaceful enjoyment. But on the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unfortunately wants to enjoy independently, without Krishna, he is put into the material world, where he begins his life as Brahma and is gradually degraded to the status of an ant or a worm in the stool. This is called manasishtani indriyani prakritistani karshati. There is a great struggle for existence because a living entity conditioned by material nature is under nature's full control. Prakriti kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvasah. Because of his limited knowledge, however, the living entity thinks he is enjoying in the material world, manas ishtani, indriyani, prakriti sthani, karishati. He is actually under the full control of material nature, but still he thinks himself independent. Ahankar vimuda takatma karta amiti manyate. Even when he is elevated by the speculative knowledge and try to merge into the existence of Brahma, which means nirvishesh jnana yoga, the same disease continue means, which disease? I am independent. I want to enjoy. Same disease, disease means enjoyment separate from Krishna. Aroya kharchena param padam tatta patanti adha. This is a very famous word Prabhupada used to always quote. Arvindaksha, Arvindaksha. Mukta manena, ashuddha buddhye, vishuddha buddhye. Aruya kharchena padam padam tat patanti adha. Even having attained the param padam, having merged into the impersonal Brahma, he falls again to the material world. In this way, the conditioned soul undergoes a great struggle for existence in the material world, and therefore the Lord, out of compassion for him, appears in this world and instructs him. Thus he says in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyotatma dharmasya tadatmanam sarjamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in the religious principle or descendant of Bharata and a predominance rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. The real dharma is to surrender unto the Krishna. But the rebellious living entities, instead of surrendering to Krishna, engage in adharma, in a struggle for existence to become like Krishna. Therefore, out of the compassion, Krishna creates this material world to give the living entity a chance to understand his real position. Bhagavad Gita and similar Vedic literature are presented so that the living being may understand his relationship with Krishna. Vaidesha sarver ahameva vedyaha. All these Vedic literature are meant to enable the human being to understand what he is and what his actual position is and what his relationship is with Supreme Personality of God. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. Every conditioned soul is struggling, but human life provides the best chance for him to understand this position. Therefore, this verse says, Anugraha tan nivartehe, indicating that the false life of repeated birth and death must be stopped and conditioned soul should be educated. This is the purpose of creation. The creation does not arise whimsically as atheistic men think. Asatyam atri pratishtam te jagatahor anishwaram aparaspar sambhutam kimanyam ay kam ahitukam. They say that the world is unreal and that there is no foundation, that there is no God in control. It is produced of a sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Atheistic rascals think there is no God and that the creation has taken place by chance. Just a man and woman made by chance, and the man and woman become pregnant and gives birth to a child. Actually, however, this is not the fact. The fact is that there is a purpose for this creation, to give the conditioned soul a chance to return to the original consciousness, the Krishna consciousness, and then return home back to Godhead, and by completely happy and become completely happy, and be completely happy in the spiritual world. In the material world, the conditioned soul is given a chance to satisfy his senses, but at the same time he is informed by Vedic knowledge that his material world is not his actual place for happiness. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha dosha anu darshanam. One must stop repetition of birth and death. Every human being, therefore, should take advantage of this creation by understanding Krishna and his relationship with Krishna, and in this way return home back to Godhead. So there is question on this verse, right? And what is the question on this verse? the creation, how the creation is mercy of the Lord. Chakravarti Pad writes, mercy being the cause of his appearance is shown by Kaimutya Nyaya. Kaimutya is a sort of argument. So why Lord appears? He appears, mercy being the cause of his appearance, he appears to bestow mercy. The action in the form of glance of the Lord upon Prakriti Maya Cheshtitam. For creation, maintenance, destruction of the Jiva's bodies is certainly he because of his mercy. What then to speak of his activities such as lifting Govardhan Hill, which are completely devoid of Maya? It means this Krishna, creation is Maya, that is also for benefit of living entities, bondage. So his other transcendental Janma Karma Chame Divyam, his transcendental activities which are in Vrindavan, what to speak of those? They are not Maya. The Lord's mercy consists of glancing over Maya. Thinking, Lord is thinking when he is glancing over the Maya. Let the Jiva get their material enjoyment after attaining material intelligence and senses. But how can this be mercy? They are suffering. How can the Jiva, by enjoying material object and undergoing creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe, simply experience suffering? He acts so that the Jiva become detached from the world and its enjoyment by bhakti, jnana and vairagya, and so that the Jiva can attain the Lord, Atma Labhya. Without intelligent senses, the Jiva cannot attain bhakti or jnana. So we need the senses and intelligence to understand bhakti and jnana. The cause of creation of the world is mercy to the Jivas. Anybody can quote some other verse or phrase, something about like this, what Prabhupada's whole purport we just read?
Hello? Hare Krishna.
Yes?
Hare Krishna. I feel like the principle Chinchana Mahaprabhu enunciated.
Principle?
Rama Rishi. Yeah, the three principles Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated.
What?
Rishi, Jiva Daya, and Vaishnava Sri.
Jiva Daya? What other?
I said Namarishi, Jiva Daya, and Vaishnava Seva.
Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Daya, and?
Nama Ruchi,
Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Daya. That is Mahaprabhu has given us. I was just thinking of this verse. Maya Mugda Jivera Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan, Krishna Kripa Kela Diya Veda Puran. Because the bewildered living entity, completely befooled by the material nature, can never think directly of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna has given the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and such literature, just to bring them back home, back to Godhead. Swayamarupe, by himself as a super soul within the heart, and by Sadhu Rupe as a spiritual master, and by coming himself as Vyasadeva, he has given literature. By three ways, Krishna is bestowing mercy on conditioned soul. He accompanies us as a super soul. He sent his representative as a spiritual master, and he comes as a Vyasadeva to give the detailed Vedic knowledge for getting the conditioned soul liberated from conditional life back home, back to Godhead. So these verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are in Bhagavad Gita, even in introduction, are the why Krishna create. Creation of material world is a mercy of Krishna. That is the most important point. It's like the mother wake up the child early in the morning to go to the school. Similarly, all the jiva at the time of annihilation are in a slumber of sleep. By creation, Krishna wake them up and give them a second chance. Give them second chance. And particularly those who are coming in human life, they are the most fortunate. So, this is a question from this verse for us. And the next verse says, Akshauhininam prithibhih asuraira nirpaha lanchanaihi bhova akaramayamanaya abharaya krito udayamaha akshoni nam pratibhu ashuraira nirpa lanchanaihi. Akshoni is a division of the army. In a Mahabharata, there were 11 Akshoni on the Duryodhan side and 7 Akshoni on the Pandava side. So Akshoni is a division in which there is a number of the chariots and all. So Akshoni hi Prithibhi. Who is this phalanx of the army or the divisions of the army were? Of the kings or the government. And what type of king were they? Asurahi, they were demonic. Actually demonic. Because they do not need any military power but create unnecessary. Nirpa Lanchanai, Nirpa means king. Lanchanai, who are actually unfit to be king. Lanchani means they are condemned. They are not fit to be king. Although they have somehow taken position of the government like nowadays by a vote. Bhuva akaramayamanaya. Bhuva is a mother earth on the surface of the earth. Akaryamanaya akramanaya. Akraman, aiming at attacking one another. Akraman. You know, akraman means attacking one another. Generally, when there is a feast and when they chant Mahaprasade Govinda, then everybody is doing Akraman on the plate and the gulam rasgulla. That is called Akraman. Rushing back into the feast is called Akraman. Akraman means going forcefully just for getting whatever he wants to get. Abharaya means no, bharaya means burden. To release the burden of the Mother Earth. Krita udyamaha, krita means did an udyamaha. Udyam means actually to do something, enthusiastic. They spend all the revenues of the state to increase military power. Krita udyamaya. So, although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like a man of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another. And thus the great burden of the demon on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demon increased their military power by the will of the Supreme. By the will of the Supreme. So their number will be diminished and devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. So there is also a question on this verse also, there is a question in your question bank, right? As stated in Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhurshanam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, are always eager to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness, so that the conditioned soul may be released from the bondage of birth and death. It means, the devotees are cooperating in the principle of creation of the Lord, because they want the conditioned soul to be released by preaching Krishna consciousness. So they are cooperating in the spirit of mercy of the God for creation. Mm-hmm. But the asuras, the demons, impaired the advancement of Krishna conscious movement. And therefore Krishna arranges occasional fights between different asuras who are very much interested in increasing their military power. The duty of the government or king is not to increase military power unnecessarily. The real duty of the government is to see that the people of the state advance in Krishna consciousness. For this purpose, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvaranyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasha. According to three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of the human society were created by me. There should be an ideal class of men who are bona fide Brahmins, and they should be given all protection. Namo Brahman Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Jagatitaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishna is very fond of Brahman and cows. The Brahmins promulgate the cause of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Brahmins means teach other people in Krishna consciousness. And cows give enough milk to maintain body in good, in mode of goodness. The Kshatriyas, the government should be advised by the Brahmins. Next, the Vaisyas should produce enough food stuff. And the Shudras, who cannot do anything beneficial on their own, should serve the three higher classes. Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. This is the arrangement of the Supreme Person of Godhead, so that the conditioned soul will be released from the material condition and return home back to Godhead. This is the purpose of Krishna's descent on the surface of the earth. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chudushya. Everyone must understand Krishna's activities. This is what the purpose of sadhus is, devotees is, to make people to understand janma karam cha me devyam. If one understands the purpose of Krishna's coming to this earth and performing his activities, one is immediately liberated. Once Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, which is the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? Well, somebody says, Sardharman Parityaja, somebody said, Manmana Bhav Mad Bhagdo, somebody says, Tadvidhi Pranipatena. On that particular day, Krishna says, this is the most important verse, Janma Karma Cha Me Devyam. Because simply if you know about the transcendental appearance of Krishna and his activities, you are delivered from this material world. So this is one of the most important words of Bhagavad Gita. So Brahmins preach this, and by this they will make people understand the janma karma of Sri Krishna, and then they will be relieved from the repeated birth and death. This liberation is the purpose of creation. The creation is for liberation. And the Krishna descend upon the surface of the earth. Demons are very much interested in advancing plan by which people will labor hard like cats and dogs and hogs. But Krishna's devotee want to teach Krishna conscious so that the people will be satisfied with the plan living and Krishna and Krishna conscious advancement. Generally, Prabhupada said, plain living and high thinking. So high thinking is development of Krishna consciousness or advancement of Krishna consciousness. Okay. Although demons have created many plans for industry and hard labor, so the people will work day and night like animals. This is not the purpose of civilization. Such endeavors are jagato ahitaha. Jagato means universe, ahita means not favorable. They are unfavorable for the benefit of universe. That is, they are meant for misfortune of the people in general. Ahita, misfortune. Kshatriya. Such activities lead to annihilation. Oh, kshayaya. Kshayaya means annihilation. Kshayaya means destruction. Such activities lead to annihilation, destruction of the civilization. One who understands the purpose of Krishna, the Supreme Person of Godhead, should seriously understand the importance of this Krishna, of the Krishna conscious movement, and seriously take part in it. वन शुड नॉट एंडेवर फॉर उग्र कर्मा. एंड व्हाट आर उग्र कर्मा? द स्लॉटर हाउस, द फैक्ट्रीज, दिस इज उग्र कर्मा. और अननेसेसरी वर्क फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. न्यूनम प्रमत्त कुरुते विक्रमः यदेन्द्रियः प्रीत्या प्रणोति. ऋषभदेव टीचिंग. न्यूनम प्रमत्त मीन्स दे आर कंप्लीटली मेड. कुरुते विक्रम, दे आर डूइंग द वर्क विच इज सिनफुल अगेंस्ट द रिलीजन. यदेन्द्रिया प्रीत्या, बिकॉज दे वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय देयर सेंसेस. Simply for sense gratification, people make plan to for material happiness. Maya sukhaya bharam udavahato vimudhan. Maya sukhaya bharam udavahato vimudhan. They are fools. They are looking for the happiness in this material world. They do this because they are all vimudha, rascals. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of the Krishna conscious movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. The demons, it means this purport when Srila Prabhupada was writing the case about the brainwashing in the America was very current at that time. Demons may falsely accuse the preacher of Krishna conscious movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between demons in which all their military power will be engaged and both parties of demon will be annihilated. So, what is your realization about this? That's what the question is. So Chakravarti Pal writes, from this verse onward, 7 verses make clear the reason for Krishna's birth and actions. Birth and activities are actions. His mercy to the sadhak means practitioner, and siddha means perfected devotee situated on the earth is shown. How Krishna shows his mercy to a practicing devotee and a perfect devotee. The Lord was merciful because he destroyed sansar for the demons by killing them. So even by killing demon, they are also liberated. So this is also mercy of Supreme Lord. So this were few lines on this verse from Chakravarti Pad. Now, what is the question asked and what is the answer we have to give? Yes.
Prabhu, the question asked is, explain your understanding of the last 4 sentences of Srila Prabhupada's purport to verse 59.
So what are the last 4 sentences? Let us read again. From where we should go, which 4 last sentences? Oh, last 4 sentences means? From where? They do this because they are all mudha. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of Krishna conscious movement, but instead accusing simple devotees of brainwashing. Demon may falsely accuse the preacher of Krishna conscious movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all their military power will be engaged and both parties of demons will be annihilated. So from here, these are the 4 sentences. What do you think?
Yes, Prabhuji.
So they, for flickering happiness, people waste their human life, not understanding the importance of Krishna conscious movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. So this is the one sentence and this is one sentence. Demon may falsely accuse the preacher. This is the second sentence. It means 2 more sentences we have to take before. Last 4 sentences are. One who understands the purpose of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should seriously understand the importance of Krishna conscious movement and seriously take part in it, number one sentence. Number two, one should not endeavor for the ugra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikrama tadendriya pritya pranoti. Simply for sense gratification, people make plan to material happiness. Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudan. They do this because they all are vimuda and rascals. So they must be the two sentence and two last sentence, four sentences. So what is the understanding? Can you, we can have a brainstorming on that and come to some conclusion?
This material world is full of dukkhalya, saswatam, but we are trying to become sukha.
So in a dukkhalyam, when Krishna says the creation is dukkhalyam, they are trying to be happy in this world. And those who are trying to tell them to be happy by taking Krishna consciousness, they are not listening, but they are offending them by criticizing them and having suits on them in a court as a brainwashing, okay? So this is the one aspect, all right? What is the other aspect? Such demons will...
As per the scripture...
Yes? No, your sound is not... Yes?
Scripture's point of view, they are crazy. According to scriptural point of view, they are, what they are doing is crazy.
Well, they are vimudha, they are rascals, they are for sense gratification. They have ugar karma, the slaughterhouse and all this, and they are not listening to the devotees who are sincerely teaching them the Brahminical culture, and they are accusing them. So Krishna will arrange demons to fight among self and destroy themselves, and then the path for the devotees to preach will be easy and smooth. Prabhupada, once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, is there possibility of another world war? Prabhupada said, yes. People are on this planet Earth, if they act like that, what they are doing, there will be another world war. But if you preach Krishna conscious, we can postpone that for some time. Our preaching, if the devotees preach, then and the people become Krishna conscious, then this holocaust of the world war can be postponed. But otherwise, these all capitalist and communist, they will definitely fight with one another, and ultimately the devotees will be there to preach Krishna consciousness, and the whole world become Krishna conscious. Then the 10,000 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden era will start. Because but this situation will bring them to the actually everybody is fighting more or less, looking on the nebular with a evil eye, so they will fight definitely. Demons will fight and destroy themselves. The military strength, everybody is increasing their military strength. Every country is just only spending most of their budget on the military, which is not the right expenditure. The more budget should be for the training of the population on the right path of Varna Ashram. That's what the previous part of the purport is. So, what is your understanding in the present situation of the world, how these four lines apply? Anybody has some idea?
Materialistic people think that the devotees are the brainwashed and wasting their lives, but actually it's they that are wasting their lives, and they're ultimately going to destroy themselves by their own activities.
Krishna will arrange that they will destroy themselves, that the devotees can continue preaching Krishna consciousness. So understanding of the both are just opposite. The understanding of devotee is simple living, understanding of the non-devotee is high living and no thinking. And devotees has simple thinking and high, or simple living and high thinking, Krishna consciousness. So this is the motto of Srila Prabhupada, simple thinking, high, simple living, high thinking. What happens if we do simple living, then we will be freed from the cultures of the material nature. Simple living, free one from the allurement or entanglement of the material energy. Because you don't have anything, you are simple, what material energy will do to you? Higher thinking means thinking of Krishna, taking shelter of the internal energy, and that is the purpose of life. So simple living will free us from the material entanglement. Higher thinking will bring us to the shelter of internal energy to understand Krishna. So this is the purpose of simple living and higher thinking. Simple living doesn't mean that the poor people are also living simple. They don't have much to eat and they are just living under the tree. But that is not the purpose of simple living. Simple living means to be free from the allurement of the entanglement of the material nature. And how that can be? By surrender to Krishna. Then we can simply simple live. And higher thinking means think of highest thing, and highest is the Krishna. Na partram akantarasti dhananja, nothing is beyond me. So this one line is also there. So there is a gulf of difference between the thinking of the materialistic people and devotees, and then you can have some verse from Bhagavad Gita coming in your mind. Ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati sanyami tas. Yeah, when the yogi sleep, the materialist people they wake up. It means there's a difference between two, like a day and night. The thinking of the materialistic people and the devotees, the difference is gulf of difference of day and night. And spending money on the ugra karma and military and not really caring for the humans to be free from the repeated birth and death, they are the demonic government. They don't know the purpose of ruling. They are not actually king. They have become king and they are just enjoying themselves on the cost of the people. So you just brainstorm on this. Let us complete this. Next verse says, to show causeless mercy to the devotees who should take birth in the future in the Kali Yuga, means for Krishna, to show the causeless mercy to the devotees who would take birth in the future in the Kali Yuga. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering him, one will be freed from all lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, he acted so that all future devotees, by accepting instruction of Krishna consciousness as stated in Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of the material existence. Kalau janishyamananam. Kalau janishyamananam. Those who are going to take birth in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Dukha shoka tamo nuddam. Dukha, unhappiness, shok, lamentation, tamo nuddam, darkness. Tamo nuddam. To minimize their unlimited happiness, lamentation, which are caused by ignorance. Tamo nuddam means because of ignorance. Anugrahaya bhaktanam, to be merciful and compassionate on the devotees. Supunyam, supunyam. Vyatanota yashaha supunyam. Very pious. And what is pious? When you say words, you see punyam, some words should come in your mind. Shunvatam svakatha Krishna punyam sarvana kirtanaha. What do you think? This is punya, to hear about Krishna katha. Shunavatam sukatha Krishna punya sarvana kirtana. That is supunya. So Krishna has done so wonderful pastime that people in Kaljuga should hear that. So this punya, then you remember this verse punya. So punyam, transcendental activities. Vyatanoti means he expanded, he did. Yashaha, his glories and reputation. So Krishna Katha for the people of Kali Yuga is a medicine. So large activities are for saving the devotees and killing the demon, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Duskritam, take place side by side. Krishna actually appears for the deliverance of sadhus or bhaktas, but by killing the demons, he shows them mercy also. For anyone killed by the Krishna is liberated. Whether the Lord kills or gives protection, he is kind to both the demons and devotees. A gardener in the garden sometime cut some plant and sometime nourish some plant. But he is doing benefit to the both. Cutting is also benefit for that plant. And nourishing is also benefit for it. So Krishna is actually the gardener of this material world. Even if he kills somebody, there is his mercy. There is cutting somebody. And he nourish somebody, there is also his mercy. So both ways he is merciful. And this is Bhisham Pitama said, that Krishna, it appears that you are favoring Pandavas, but it's not really that. By only seeing the army of the opposite party, you have taken their life. So they are killed by your vision, not by the arrows of the Arjuna. But since they all saw you when they were killed, so they all are liberated. So you are more merciful on the Kauravas than on the Pandavas. Pandavas were behind you, they could not see your face, but Kauravas were seeing your face when they were dying. And Lord Ramachandra, after the war was over in Lanka, when the demigods came in the sky and asked for some benediction, well anyway, Lord Ramachandra said, anyway, these my army, the monkeys were behind me and they were killed by the demons. The demons, they were in front of me, they are liberated, but these monkeys, they were behind me. Make all them alive again. Let them again come back to life. And the second thing, wherever they go, they must get enough water and fruits and lush green forest to live luxuriously. So, even demons get more benefit because they see the Lord when he is there and fighting, like Krishna was as a chariot driver of the Arjuna. The Kauravas was taking more advantage than the Pandavas. That was Bhishma's mood, that I am fortunate, I am seeing this beauty of Krishna which Arjuna cannot see. So Krishna is beneficial for even the demons when they fight among themselves. If it is Krishna's desire, then they will be delivered also. So Krishna arranged all these things. Okay. Next. Yasmin satakarna pyushe, yasmin satakarna pyushe, yashasti ratha vare sakre, shrotranjalahi upa, upasprishya dhunote karma vasanam. Very beautiful verse. Yasmin satkarma pyushe, yasmin means as long as Krishna was on this planet earth. So 11 years he was in Vrindavan, almost 17 or 18 years he was in Mathura, and the rest of almost 95 or some years and he was in Dwarka. So total 125 years, generally some average 125 years, could be 29 also. So all these pastimes which he has performed during these, so there are Vrindavan pastimes, there are Mathura pastimes, and there are Dwarka pastimes. What are they? Sataka, yasmin. Satakarma pyushaha, satakarma. Who places the demands of the transcendental purified ears, satakarna, karna means ear. Sata means of the devotee actually, sata means devotee. Satakarna pyusha. Piyush means nectar. Who pleases the demand of the transcendental purified ears. Generally, Piyush means nectar. This pastime of Krishna is a nectar for the ears, those ears which are purified, satkarna, devotees' ears. Yashati ratha, yashasti ratha vare sakrit. Sakrit means only once. Yashati ratha vare. Tirath means actually holy place. Holy place is for what purpose? To purify. Tirath is to purify. Holy place is the place when one goes for purification. Keeping oneself in the best holy place by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Yasya tirath vare. Vare means best. Like Haridas vara. Best among the devotees of the Lord. Vara. Vareyam te prasanna ma. The vareyam. Your question is very good. So yasha tirath vare. Keeping oneself in best. Best means vare. Of the holy places, tirath. And hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Yasha. Transcendental activities. Sakrat means once only. And another meaning is immediately. Shrota Anjalihi, this is most very, very beautiful word. Shrota Anjalihi, Shrota means ear. And Anjali means two hands. When you get two hands together like this, to get something in a hand, this is called Anjali. So, the ear should be like big cups. Anjali means cup actually, to make a cup with the hands. When a sadhu only, this is called kar patri. Kar means hand. Patra means your part. So this is called Anjali. So kar Anjali means the ear should be like a big pot to receive this nectar. Shrot Anjali, the form of hearing the transcendental message. Shrot Anjalehi. Upasprasya, touching, upasprasya, touching, exactly like the water of the Ganga. Just by touching. Dhunoti, cleans, destroy. Karma vasanam, the strong desire for fruitive activities. You know, these vasanas are called impressions which are in the mind from many lifetimes. Karma vasana, vasana means, you know what is called vasana?
Impressions.
Yeah, impression. English is impression. Justly vasana is like that. You know, there is somewhere flower. You keep a flower in some handkerchief. Then flower you take away. But the handkerchief still has a smell. That is called vasana. Vasana means thing is not there, but the impression is there. I have taken in Vrindavan kachori. Maybe 1 year back. Now there is no kachori, but I am thinking of kachori of Vrindavan. That is a vasana, or that is an impression in a mind. Vasana means that impression of the action which we have enjoyed or suffered in some past. So karma vasana. This is a 7th canto has the actually karma vasana. The demonic vasana, an example is Hiranyakashipu. Devotional vasana, example is Prahlad Maharaj in 5 chapters. And common human vasana, ordinary human vasana, last 5 chapters where there is a varna ashram. So this is called karma vasana. Hare Krishna. So simply hearing Krishna katha, then with this understanding, before we go to the translation, same verse. Shunatam swakatha Krishna punya sarvana kirtana hirdayantasthaniya badrani dhunoti swarda satam. The word dhunoti is also there. And satam means devotee's heart is cleansed by this pastime. Some other verse from the Hare Krishna. Some other verse, anybody remember what is very important? Another verse in second canto. Dhunoti samalam Krishna. Krishna will clean the heart of a devotee. How? He enter through the ears. Praveshta karna randranam swanam sarorvam. And before that the verse is Shunvatam shardhya nityam granatas chasvache shtitam kale nati dirgena bhagavan vishate hirde. And cheto darpan marginal also in the same line. Param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtana. Those who hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, their heart will be cleansed. Who will clean? Krishna will clean. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through the purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desire and engagement in fruitful activities. When the devotee orally receives the activities of the Supreme Person of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada usually write humbly oral reception. Devotee humbly orally receive the activities of. They immediately achieve the transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in materialistic activities. Thus they achieve the freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further relishing the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial imposition. Here the word Shrotranjalehi Upasprashyaha indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord and the devotees, become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruit activities. Anya bilashita sunyam jnankaram adhyana vritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktiruttama. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. There is a question also on this verse. So Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan will make them immune. There is one more thing in Bhagavad Gita which Prabhupada writes, it is like immunization or vaccination. Anybody recall that?
In third chapter, verse number 12, when Prabhupada speaks on importance of prasadam.
Very nice, exactly that. Prasad is like immunization or vaccination. Yes, prasad is non-different than Krishna. 3:12, very good. Yeah, this is the way you study, because you have to. When you read something, there's something in your mind must spark, and you should find out where is what. So Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Prasad will immunize the devotee, and then he will not be dragged back to his old habits. Because why he will not come to that? Again, the same principle. Param drishtva na nivartante. Param drishtva, because he has seen the, he has the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he will not be dragged down to the lower materialistic activities. So the most important is, if there is a regular, this Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan, two, and Hari Prasad, Krishna Katha, Krishna Prasad and Krishna Kirtan. Those who really relish this, they will never be dragged back to their materialistic activities and materialistic home. Alright, next two verses. Assisted by descendant of Bhoj, now Krishna's pastime. Assisted by the descendant of Bhoj, Vrishni, Andhak, Madhu, Sura, Sen, Dasharaha, Kuru, Sranjaya and Pandu. The Lord Krishna performed various activities. By his pleasing smiles, his affectionate behavior, his instruction and his uncommon pastime like raising Govardhan Hill, the Lord appearing in his transcendental body pleased all human society. Two verses. Bhoja Vrishne Andhak Madho Surasena Dasraha Kahi Shlaghaniye Hitaha Shlagne Hitaha Shashvat Kuro Sranja Pandubhi. Shlagiha has wonderful pastime. Snigdha, affectionate. Simita is a smile. Snigdha Sumeta Ikshaho Darai, Iksha Udarai, Udara. Magnanimous glances. Vakyai by his words. Vikram Leelai and his powerful pastimes. Naraloka Ramayam Asa for the common people to relish. Murtaya Swarabhanga Ramaya is a beautiful transcendental form. Sarvanga on his beautiful limbs of the body. Ramaya, they were pleasing. Okay, assisted by, we read this, all right. Nirloka Ramayam Asamurtya Sarvanga Ramaya, these words, which means they are significant because Krishna is the original form, because the word is, the word is Murtya. So Prabhupada is focusing on personal form of Krishna, Bhagavan. The Supreme Person of God is therefore described here by the word Murtya. The word Murti means form. Krishna or God is never impersonal. The impersonal feature is but a manifestation of his personal, transcendental body. So there is also his manifestation. Yasya prabha prabhato jagaranda koti. Yasya means of Krishna. Prabha means light. Prabhavato jagatanda koti. Jagatanda koti. De koti means millions. 1 crore. 1 crore means 10 million. And jagat means material worlds, planets. Prabhavato means they are all shining by his impersonal Brahmajyoti. The Lord is Nar Akriti. We have also read this in a couple of days before. Nar Akriti. Nar means human. Akriti means form. Exactly resembling the form of human being. But his form is different from ours. Therefore the word Sarvanga Ramaya informs us that every part of his body is pleasing for everyone to see. Apart from his smiling face, every part of his body, his hands, his legs, his chest is pleasing to the devotees who cannot at any time stop seeing the beautiful form of the Lord where in the deity form in the temple. So Prabhupada had written his worship, his hands, his legs, his chest. Anybody can guess something? Legs of Madan Mohan, hands of Govindevdi and chest of Gopinath. This is a Madan Mohan Gopinath actually. A deity form of Krishna, which is like, I mean, This is, your heart can say what Prabhupada is saying, Gaudiya Vaishnava, they are the Gaudiya Vaishnavas pranadhan, their life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The lotus feet of Madan Mohan resemble Krishna, the chest of the Gopinath resemble Krishna, and the face and the hands holding the flute resemble that Govindev resemble to Krishna. And all three are together in Radha Raman. Generally, the Dasya Bhakta, devotee in servitude, they focus on the lotus feet of Krishna. The devotees of the Vatsalya and devotees of the Madhurya, they focus on the lotus face. And the Sakya whole body. Okay, that is the particular, like in Damodarashtak, we say, we just focusing on your face. Mukham ammoja atyanta nilai. Yasya namakra kundal. Now this is the beauty of Krishna. Yasya ananam, whose face, anan means face. Yasya ananam makra kundal charu karana. Karana means ear. And charu means beautiful, and the makar is a shape of the earring of Krishna. Bharaja kapola subhagam swalasahasam. Brajat means shining. Kapola are the cheeks. Subhagam, beautiful. Swalasahasam, when he is sort of smiling and laughing. Nitya utsavam, it is everyday festival. Na triptahi drishbihi prayan pi banto, nobody is satisfied. They always want to drink that beauty of the face. Naryo naras, naryo is gopis. Naras the gopas. Cha muditaha kupita nivesha. And they are very angry to the eyelids while they are closing the eye after a moment. So this is a mood of gopis actually. Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling shark. His ears are beautiful, his cheeks brilliant, and his smiling attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Krishna sees festival. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see, but the devotees are angry at the creator for disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of the eye of their eyes. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kasyajatnam Visiddhanam Kasyanmam Veti Tattvata. So Srila Prabhupada here categorized the devotees who are Siddha and who are those who know the Krishna. Out of many thousand among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Unless one is qualified to understand Krishna, one cannot appreciate the presence of Krishna on earth. Among the Bhoja, Virshuni, Andhaka, Pandava and many other kings, intimately related with Krishna. The intimate relation between Krishna and the inhabitant of Vrindavan is specially to be noted. They all were with Krishna, but here what is discussed is mostly of the Vrindavan. Their relationship is described in this verse by the word Nitya Utsava Natyartai Drishibhi Pibantiha. The inhabitant of the Vrindavan, especially such as the cowherd boys, cows, calves and gopis, and Krishna's father and mother were never fully satisfied, although they saw Krishna's beautiful features constantly. Seeing Krishna is described here as Nitya Utsav or daily festival. The inhabitant of Vrindavan saw Krishna almost every moment, but when Krishna left the village for pasturing grounds, there where he tends the cows and calves, the gopis were very much afflicted because they saw Krishna walking on the sand. The Gopi Geet. Tirunakunaipa, that is a particular verse of the Gopi Geet. Their breasts not soft enough were being pierced by broken chips of the stone. By even thinking of this, gopis were affected and they cried at home. These gopis, who were therefore the exalted friends of Krishna, saw Krishna constantly. But because their eyelids disturbed their vision of Krishna, the gopis condemned the creator, Lord Brahma. Therefore, the beauties of Krishna, especially the beauty of his face, is described here. At the end of the 9th canto, in the 24th chapter, we find a hint of Krishna's beauty. Now we are proceeding to the 10th canto, which considers Krishna's head. So what is said here is, whole Bhagavatam is compared to the 12 cantos are compared to the Krishna's transcendental body. The 10th canto is compared to the smiling face of Krishna. That is the meaning. The first and second canto are compared to the transcendental lotus feet of Krishna. Third and fourth canto are his thighs. Fifth canto is his belly. Sixth canto is his chest. Seventh and eighth canto are his two beautiful arms. Ninth canto is neck. Tenth canto is face. 11th is his forehead and 10th is the top of the head. So Krishna's body is represented by the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. Therefore, Bhagavatam is called Vangmaya Swarup. Vangmaya means form of the Krishna, and the Vang means literature or words. The entire Bhagavatam Puran is the embodiment of Krishna's form, and the 10th canto is his face. This verse gives a hint of how beautiful his face is. Krishna's smiling face with his cheeks, his lips and ornament, his ears, his chewing of the betel nuts, all this was minutely observed by the gopis, who thus enjoyed transcendental bliss. So much so that they were never fully satisfied to see Krishna's face, but instead condemned the creator of the body for making eyelids that obstructed their vision. Beauty of Krishna's face was therefore much more appreciated by gopis than by his friends and cowherd boys, or even by Yashoda Mata, who was also interested in decorating the face of Krishna. So there is also commentary by Chakravarti Pada on this verse. We'll see in a moment. Next verse.
Jato gata pitra grahad vrajjam adhitaratho hatva rupam ripum. Jato gata pitra grahad.
He just left his mother and father, Vasudev and Devaki, from Mathura.
Vrajam adhiyarato,
he came to the Brajabhumi, Gokul.
Hatva ripum, he killed his enemies.
Sutta shatani, and then he went to the Dwarka and has thousands of children.
Sutta shatani krota udaraha utapadyateshu purushaha krtubhihi san.
Then he did the yagya. Krtu means Vedic yagya.
Atmanam atma nigamam prathayan janeshu.
Just to teach the people how to act in a grihastha life. The Supreme Personality regarded Sri Krishna, known as Leela Purushottam, appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In the Vrindavan, Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwarka, where, according to the Vedic principle, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifice for his own worship to establish the principle of household life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vaidesha Sarvera Hame Vedyaha, all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. Sri Krishna, setting an example by his own behavior, performed many ritualistic ceremonies described in the Vedas and established the principle of grihastha life by marrying many wives and begetting many children, just to show people in general how to be happy by living according to Vedic principle. The center of the Vedic sacrifice is Krishna. Vaidesha sarveraham evedyam. To advance in the human life, human society must follow the Vedic principle personally. As personally, Vedic principle personally demonstrated by Krishna in his household life. The real purpose of the Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was the actual purpose. The real purpose is this. The reciprocation of loving affair and ecstasy are possible in Vrindavan, only in Vrindavan. Therefore, just after his appearance as the son of Vasudeva, Lord immediately left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Lord not only took part in loving affairs with his father, mother, the gopis, the cowherd boys, but also gave liberation to many demons by killing them, as stated in Bhagavad Gita Paritranaya Sadhuna. The Lord appears in order to protect the devotee and kill him. This was fully exhibited by his personal behavior. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord is understood by Arjuna to be Purusham, Shashvatam, Devyam, Adi, Devam, Ajum, Vibhum, the eternal transcendent supreme personality. Here also we find the word Upadayateshu Purushaha. There it is to be concluded that the absolute truth is Purusha or a person. The impersonal feature is but one of the features of the personality. Ultimately, he is person. He is not impersonal. And not only he is Purusha, a person, but he is the Leela Purushottam, the best of all person. I think a last verse. Prithvyam Savai Gurubha Rakshapayam Kurunam Antaha Samuttakalina Yudhibhupa Cha Chamvaha Drishtyaha Vidho Yavijaya Jayam Udavigoshaya Procha Dhava Yachaparam Samaga Samagata Swadhama Prithvyasa Vai Guru Bharam. Guru Bharam means very heavy burden on the Mother Earth. Prithvyam Savai Guru Bharam Kshapayam. He has removed that. How? Kurunam Anta by Kurunam, by the Kauravas and Pandavas war. Anta Samuttakalina Yudhibhupachava Chamva. Many armies of the kings were assembled and all they were annihilated. Drishtya Vidurya Vijja Jayam Udavigosha. Beautiful verses are so wonderful. Thereafter, Krishna created a misunderstanding between the family members just to diminish the burden of the world simply by his glance. This is what Bhisham said. Simply by his glance, he annihilated all the demonic kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, who killed Krishna, killed by his vision, and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about the transcendental life and devotion and then returned to his abode in his original form. Udhavaya cha param samagada sadhamam drishtva vidurya vijaya. Vijaya is the name of Arjuna. Vijaya Sakha. Vijaya is also victory. Vijaya is also name of Arjuna. So Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Dushkritam, mission of Krishna, Lord Krishna was performed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was supposed to establish the Dharma and he established really the Dharma Raj as the emperor. So that is the meaning of the Dharma. He established the Dharma. Adharma was the Alvar Adharma, both sides. There was Adharma, so Alvar annihilated. Only Dharma Raj was there to rule. For the Lord's mercy, Arjuna was victorious due to being a great devotee, whereas the others were killed simply by the Lord's glance, which cleansed them of all sinful reaction activities and enabled them to attain Swarupya Mukti. Finally, Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava about the transcendental life of devotional service, and then in due course of time, he returned to his abode. Lord's instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita are full of jnana and vairagya. Gyan means knowledge, vairagya means renunciation, knowledge and renunciation. In the human form of life, one must learn these two things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Nij Vairag Vidya Bhakti Yoga. He came to teach us Nij Vairag Vidya and Bhakti Yoga. The one of the meaning of the Vairag is not only renunciation. V means Vishesh, Vishesh means special. And Rag means attachment. If we develop attachment to Krishna, automatically we will be detached from the world. So Vairag means actually attachment to Krishna and then we will be detached from the world. Maya sakta manaha parat yogam yunyam madashriya. We should be attached to Krishna. In the human form of life, one must learn these two things. How to become detached from the material world and how to acquire full knowledge in the spiritual life. This is Lord's mission, Paitranaya Sadhunam. After executing his complete mission, the Lord returned to the home, Golok, Vrindavan. Thus the end of Bhakti Vedanta Purport, 9th canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by this we finish our this session. I'm just some highlights from Chakravarti Pad. Having described Lord's mercy to the persons present at that time, Sukhdev described Lord's mercy for persons in the future. So that is 61 verse, 62 verse. Yasmin ta Krishna he Piyushe he Yasha Tirath Vare Sakrit. This we did. You have said that the fame of the Lord is Supunya. Fame of the Lord is Supunya. Punya means auspicious. Su means very. That means by hearing about Lord one goes to the Swarag. No, no, no. That is not so. The ears are like cupped hands for drinking the water of the best holy places. Fame personified, which is nectar for the ears of the devotee. By performing even achman, achman means just touching, with this nectar, what to speak of drinking it, and taking it just once, what to speak of many times, one destroy ignorance, the impression of the karma. Even though the Lord is not present, just by hearing his glories, one crosses sansara, means repeated birth and death. Next verse. All the associates possessing unlimited greatness who were present at that time to witness this action, his actions directly are worthy of praise. Being object of his prem, attracted by drinking the sweetness of his form with their eyes, giving success to all their senses such as ears, they were most fortunate. His glances were pleasing and affectionate. His words fulfilled with desires. He gave bliss to his dear human devotees, Nirlokam, by his pastime of moving his sweet face, feet, or showing his pride, or valor and viraras. Viraras means chivalry. However, among the devotees, the inhabitant of Virj, and among the inhabitant of Virj, the gopis, the Priya Narma Sakha, gopis and Priya Narma Sakha means like Shubal. Such as Subal were best among all for drinking Krishna's sweetness. They were the most fortunate of all. Of all this, of all his limbs, the face is the sweetest. His face is divided into two parts, upper and lower, giving great sweetness. However, of all the great types of sweetness, the great sweetness of his smile, like an emperor residing on his lips. This position is described. His ears and cheeks were lit by his Makra earring and made attractive to the viewer, Shubhagam, by those earrings. And on that face was a smile indicating his joy, longing and filthiness. Just as his ears were more beautiful than his earrings, making the ear more beautiful. So his cheeks were more beautiful than those earrings. This is what Uddhav says actually. That your part of the body are actually decoration for ornament. People wear ornaments to decorate themselves, but ornament become beautiful by being on your limbs. When he means Krishna chewed the betel nut, Though both the earring and smile were charming, the smile was more splendid when he was chewing the betel nut. Then his earring, because of the smile's purity, because of his softness, and because of its inflation caused by the betel nut inside. Though they drank that smile with cupped hands of their eyes, they were not satisfied with it. Because of the beauty of the age of his mouth with red lips and teeth, because of his all-controlling nature all over the type of the sweetness, because of his light which extinguished the all type of suffering, they were not satisfied. Because it created greed to drink that sweetness in their chakor hearts, because it increased the ocean of desire in the young woman, and because its very nature was to create symptom of madness, which destroyed the self-control of innocent young woman of Braj. Unable to tolerate the blinking of their eyes, they become angry with the person who created blinking of the eye, Nimihi. Among the women, only the gopis and not others exhibited rudha mahabhava, in which they could not tolerate the blinking of their eyes. Among the men, only Krishna's priya narma sakha, such as Subal, had not others had such experience. Since it is possible for only the gopis and the priya narma sakha to have rudha bhava, this is stated in Ujjwal Neelamani. Adaya premantikam tatra anuraganam. Some of the Lord's conjugal lovers experience the varieties of the love to the stage of prem. Others to anurag. Others attain the state of mahabhav. The narmas vayasya friend attain up to the anurag, and Subal and his associate attain up to the stage of mahabhav. What are the Krishna's birth and activities? Question. In response to this question, all at once Sukhdev is, in two verses, describe everything in summary with the desire to satisfy his own longing and increase the longing of Parikshat. Krishna went from Vasudeva's house to Braja in order to reveal the greatest degree of the crest jewel of human goals, prem. Since Krishna's primary goal is appearing was to displace prem, and prem or love attained its highest peak in Braj. He killed the enemies. One of his goals was to give liberation to the demons. In his wives, he produced hundreds of sons. This is illustrated his establishment of dharma. He is called Purusha because he is Parabrahm with a human form. He worshipped himself through sacrifice because there is no other person worthy of worship. Why did he worship? He did this to establish his own path of the Vedas. Last verse. This verse explains the goal of ridding the earth of its burden. By his glance, he destroyed the armies of the kings. The purpose is explained. He loudly proclaimed the victory of Arjun, Vijaya. He announced to the people that all had been conquered by Arjuna. Another goal was to display bhakti, jnana and vairagya. And he thus instructed Uddhava. He stayed in Dwarka, giving up visibility in this world, and in his form of Narayan, he went to his abode of Vaikuntha. The commentary of Sartha Darshani on the 24th chapter of 9th canto has been completed to give pleasure to the heart of devotees in accordance with the views of the Acharya. I am drowning in the ocean of offenses and am bound up with the inner pen. May the devotees pull me out with the stick of their merciful glances. I have completed 9th canto on the 5th lunar day of the waking moon. Waxing moon of Vaishak month on the bank of Radhakund. So Chakravarti Pad has completed this commentary on Radhakund, bank of Radhakund. Hare Krishna. So now you have any question or comment? We have completed our course.
Yes,
Prabhu, can you please tell me what is the meaning of Vairagya, you said?
Ve means vishesh. Vishesh means special. Rag means attachment. So when one develop special attachment to Krishna, then automatically he will be detached from the world. So Vairagya is for devotees. And Tyag is for the Tyagis are like renunciant, which they gave up everything, but they don't have a positive side. Vairag, Vishesh Rag. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
You were saying that Krishna spent 7 years in Vrindavan, 18
no,
years.
No, not seven, 11, 11, 11, 11. Vrindavan is 11. Just 11, maybe month less. Generally it is said 3 months and 4 years in Gokul, same time in Vrindavan, and little more time in the Nandgaon. So ultimately, this is a 10 plus years, less than 11. His first pastime in Gokul is...
So less than 11 in Vrindavan,
yeah.
18 in Mathura,
and rest in Dwarka, right. Generally, he has his pastime for 3 years and 4 months in Gokul for Vatsalya Leela.
To complete 125 years.
Yeah, more. It is, sometimes some say 129 or 25, but this is like that. Mathura, he was for a little more time because he
I'm
has a
seven. Wondering, I mean.
Right? Say again. Yes, say again.
Because he came to display, I mean, the main purpose that he came was to display his prema, to display this Vrindavan pastimes, but he spent the shortest time there. It seems like if that was his main thing, he would spend more time there.
Go on, Pandya. Actually speaking, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it was the casual time for Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Nandanandan to appear. But simultaneously, by the way, at that time, Mother Earth also requested for the appearance of Supreme Lord for relieving the burden of the Earth. Therefore, this time, the two were clubbed together. And therefore, Krishna has his manifest pastime in Vrindavan for 11 years. But unmanifest manifest pastime is eternal. Nitya Leela is going on. He never left Vrindavan. At Akrur Ghat, he entered into Yamuna and he remained here, and then he only left. Then only he left in a mood of a Vasudeva Krishna to establish the Dharma. Therefore it is said, Krishna's pastime in Dwarka are sweet. In Mathura they are sweeter. In Vrindavan they are sweetest. Because in Vrindavan there is only Madhurya. But in Mathura and in Dwarka there is Aishwarya. But here there is a complete Madhurya.
So he had to also fulfill the duties of the Yuga Avatar in establishing all these other things?
Yeah, this is, therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, because there was a need of Yuga Avatar at that time, and this was the time for Krishna's appearance, so two appeared together. Therefore, Vasudeva Krishna is actually like 400 Yuga Avatar. And then he merged into the Nandanandan Krishna. And they both were together. When Krishna comes, then all incarnations are included within him. So he in a Vrindavan, then he lived in Vrindavan in unmanifest pastime. So the Krishna is not two or three, but it is only the his mood and his like a Dhir Krishna, Dhir Lalit Krishna. There are different names used for Krishna by the Acharya. The Madhurya Leela Krishna, say only Madhurya Leela, Dhir Leela, Veer Leela, so many different aspects of Krishna.
Prabhuji, can you also explain, because you said that he also wanted, one thing was he wanted to display prema, which he did in Vrindavan, but also he wanted to display bhakti, gyan, and vairagya.
Yeah, through Uddhava Gita. Actually, Uddhava Gita is like Srila Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita Krishna gave an emergency to engage Arjuna in an activity. But Uddhava Gita is vairagya, to give up everything. So there is a one stage higher. What Krishna could not give to the Arjuna, the complete synopsis he has given through the Uddhava. So Bhagavad Gita, which is very famous, is like a preliminary message, and the Uddhava Gita is a final message. The Bhagavad Gita is to actually engage somebody in a work, and Uddhava Gita is higher, more to give up everything and attach completely to the devotion to the Krishna. Mostly in our Gita, Bhagavad Gita, there are three modes of material nature and activities under that. But in Uddhava Gita, there is a fourth dimension, the activities beyond three modes of material nature.
So could we say that in the Bhagavad Gita, he gives the principles of karma, jnana, and bhakti? And then
Uddhava
Gita gives
vairagya? Yeah, the vairagya is more, vairagya and jnana both are at a higher level in a Uddhava Gita. Somehow or other we are not reading that Uddhava Gita. There is also, I think, 24 chapters. 24 chapters is a Uddhava Gita. Oh, Krishna. Yes? Ah. What is your question?
Yeah, what allows devotee, the purity, to be unable to be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities?
What the purity of the devotee is called?
What allows devotee, the purity, to be unable?
Oh, this was in our 62, verse number 62.
Yes.
So the devotee, because he hears the Krishna Katha, so his heart is so purified that he become immune to the material sense gratification, and therefore he will never come back to his material home and activities. So Krishna Katha will make him immune and purify his heart. Right.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. It's pure. Hey, Nana. Thai program. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody.